are better encouraged. It's almost like Colonel Moore's song, right? Give me some men. You start with one, then you got two, then three, then you got ten, and that's an army. And I think that's what we're seeing, and that's a good thing. Well, we start out with a pistol prayer. Again, we see it coming true. We hope you'll join us, and we can send it to you on a Bible bookmarker if you'd like. Well, Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, quick reminder, be reading your Bible. We have the Bible reading plan available. We encourage you to do that. It's a tool and a help. And also, we want to thank you. We have the latest Dragon Slayer newsletter. Should be able to mail it tomorrow. Been on the presses, been printing it all week, and think we've got it ready. We'll get it mailed out. And we've had great responses from them. I think they've been Holy Spirit inspired. Jason's had great articles to come up with, to put in, and I think you'll enjoy it. It will. It's pointing out where we are today, and that's part of getting through today, is knowing where we are. The scripture that comes to mind that I sure like is Psalms 33:12. I think it's one that we should remember. We should have memorized. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And that says a lot. It says tons. You want blessings? This is what you have to have. Okay? You can't have, at least for God's people, you can't be you can't have some Hindu god or Allah as your god and expect to be blessed. It is as simple as that. And I think as far as our nation, it has not been acknowledged as much. Oh, in the last 8, 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 years, as it has in the last few months. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And so we see the results. I thought this was kind of near and dear to me. I thought it was really good. House Republicans are pushing, as far as current events goes, a nationwide concealed carry. As President Trump says, the Second Amendment has no borders. Representative Richard Hudson defends the nationwide concealed carry bill as, quote, common sense. And that's what everybody seems like. We're seeing a little bit more back in our leadership, back in our nation. They're renewing efforts to expand the concealed carry rights across state lines with a bill known as the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, CCCRA. The legislation would require states to recognize concealed carry permits issued by other states, much like they recognize out-of-state driver's licenses. And so, you know, there's some things that are kind of general across the nation. Driver's licenses are one of them. You know, most states have a permitting process, right? Most states, I think there's only a few that aren't, the license aren't part of the Real ID program. And so each state is conformed along with that. And now there's a little common sense saying, listen, if you've got somebody that's gone to a class, that signed up, that the sheriff has said he can carry a concealed carry, that's like a driver's license. And that should be good nationwide. Just a little more common sense. It's a lot better than we've seen reports of people flying into places like Chicago, police officers flying into places like that, having their firearm checked in a bag, legal, all that, and get arrested, have their firearm confiscated because, well, it's okay in your state, but not here. And so it's, again, an attempt, some more common sense that's coming back into our leadership, back into our government, little bit. It's not complete, but it's been gone for so long, it's going to take a while to get in and to permeate throughout. And I think this is one of many of the things that we're seeing that is a result of that. I think that's good. And, of course, Luke 22:36, how could we talk about that without bringing this up? And Jesus said to them, but now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. See, that's so important to remember the context of this. Jesus said, But now, see, the first time he sent him out, he didn't say, don't take any of this. Just go. Just go. And tell people about me, right? Just go. And that's what they did. But this is the second time. So this is more applicable to now. To now. Because he knew, Jesus knew, he was sending his disciples, his apostles, his followers out as sheep among wolves. And you have to be able to defend yourself. A few other things I think that are exciting that are happening. Investments, and this is in its proper place, I hope. But Swiss Pharma Company announces $23 billion in U.S. investment. They're coming here. And I wish all the pharmaceuticals would be done, right? I wish there was no reliance on them. But there's so many in our nation that are. And so it's like one of those lesser of two evils. I really think that is. Also, within the last 2 weeks, several companies have committed to investing in the U.S. Apple, $500 billion. Chip giant TSMC, $100 billion. Eli Lilly, again, pharmaceuticals, at least $27 billion. Johnson & Johnson, there's another medical corporation. And the computer chip maker NVIDIA. I don't know if that's how you say it. That's how I say it. But if you see, there's a lot of electronics and chip making coming back to the country. Now, it's not manufacturing, 1937 Ford Edsels like it was in 1937 or 47 or 57 or whenever it was. But it is manufacturing. It is jobs. And I sure think it's better if they're here than if they're in Taiwan or China or somewhere else. NVIDIA CEO Jason Huang, or Jensen, said, this was a quote from him, he said, "Having the support of an administration who cares about the success of this industry and not allowing energy to be an obstacle is a phenomenal result for AI in the U.S. And a big thing is that about energy. I don't know if you saw that was bills passed this last week or executive orders. Coal is back on the table, back available to mine and to haul. And I can bet you there's been some locomotive mechanics that have been working around the clock to get those big old engines back running, because coal's fixing to be mined again and hauled again. What did I hear in the press conference? Beautiful, clean coal, something like that. So I think that's good. That's what's good for America. It's good for Americans to have that. Lower energy costs and more jobs for Americans, not in the government sector, but working jobs out there. And then on the international scene as well, I thought this was interesting. Representative Tom Tiffany, a Republican from Wisconsin, introduced a one-page bill. That's real short. I thought that was very, very unique. Because usually they're 475 pages and 12,000 words, and nobody reads them. He introduced a one-page bill this past Thursday that would withdraw congressional approval for the United States to be a member of the World Trade Organization, an international institution built to promote economic globalism and set standards on how countries do business. Representative Tiffany explained his stance that membership in the World Trade Organization harms America's ability to trade fairly with the rest of the world, in part due to bias within the institution that favors communist China. You know, I would kind of think that, well, if you join the World Trade Organization, that's gonna help you be a part of world trade. But that's like that USAID that we heard about, that all the corruption. It's not USAID. It's a way for our government to steal money from us, for them to make money and to undermine other countries. That's what other countries' presidents were telling us about the USAID. And it's like this. It's coming out about the World Trade Organization as well. A one-page bill saying we need to be out of it. It's unfair against us. You know, it's like joining you like hot rods and you want to buy hot rod parts, and you join a hot rod part club and they charge you twice as much for the hot rod parts as you could just go buy on your own. It doesn't make sense. But how many times have we heard from these filibusters and all these politicians how important the World Trade Organization is, and we just have to be part of this global economy and blah, 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 blah. And what it is part of bringing the United States, God's people, down, 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 while they go up, up, up. So a trade war, oh, we've been hearing this, trade war with China. I say good, good, let it happen. Buy American. You know, if you can't find a starter for your 2002 Chevy truck because they were all made in China, guess what? There'll be somebody in Illinois to open up a shop. There'll be somebody, that'll start rebuilding them. There'll be somebody that'll make it available here in this country. That's one of the things that is American, and that comes from being, whether they know it or not, Christian, having that Christian work ethic, being the people of the promise, the people of the covenant that we are. So if you can't get it in China, oh, it might hurt a little bit. It might take a few weeks might take a few months. I'm thinking it's going to take this year to get things kind of shifted a little bit. But I think it's good. It is. And a couple others, just quick headlines. Inflation down. We've been talking about the economy. Inflation's been up, up, up. It's the lowest now it's been in 3 years. And the economic factors are better. They are better. The job market is growing for U.S. workers. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. Again, the job market's growing for U.S. workers and not for illegal aliens. That's been the first time that we've seen that in years. Egg prices are down again, right? And I encourage you, if you're getting eggs from somebody local, just keep getting them. Just keep getting them. I saw one report. I didn't print it for here, but some, Maine big company that provides eggs all over the nation, record profits the last 3 months. Record profits. I'm not going to say what I think they are, but anyway, egg prices down, invasion numbers down, and crime is down, and that's better. No, it's not his kingdom here on earth yet, but it's better than the last 3 years. It's better than the last 4 years, and I think better is better. I think when you have a leader in the nation that recognizes, acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and the influence that had on the foundation and the founding of this nation, that's better. It's what we read about in Psalms. It's better. It's a whole lot better than somebody in the crowd yelling Jesus Christ is King, and the person that wants to be leader up there saying, "You at the wrong rally, boy." See, it's better than that. And a little bit about health. A little bit about health. Jeremiah 30:17 says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord." Now, I think he does that in many different ways. I think sometimes there's just healing, and sometimes he makes things available. And one of the things, again, we've been talking about truth being exposed, is specifically the ivermectin that's come out. We've talked about it. We've been pushing it and promoting it. Now it's coming out mainstream. Ivermectin tablets, USP, no more. It's no longer a conspiracy theory that this stuff works. Oh, it's not. No. We need some new conspiracy theories, Jason. We gotta find some new ones because our old ones are coming true. Oklahoma City and Oklahoma bill being proposed, which will allow medications such as ivermectin to be purchased over the counter in the Sooner State. The bill, SB 426, authored by Oklahoma Freedom Caucus Chairman Shane Jett from Shawnee. Bill requires pharmacies in the state to make chloroquine, I don't know if I said that right, but you see it on the screen, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin as over-the-counter drugs because they work. Now, Oklahoma's not the only city doing that. No, they're not. Also, and I was putting this together just a day or two ago, but also Pennsylvania, Idaho, Arkansas, Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Louisiana, Alaska. These were the ones that I could see right off that are saying, you know what? This stuff works, and it's okay for us to put this out. And I think that's good. Well, five keys to better health. We talk about health, the things we should be doing. It's not complicated. You don't have to have a big health membership. I listed five quick things here, and then we'll keep moving on. Workout, exercise. You got to move, right? You got to move. Our lifestyle today is sedentary. You got to move. You got to eat a healthy diet. You got to try to get 7 hours of sleep per night. That seems to be the consensus on what's good for rest. You got to be optimistic, right? Have your glass. Make sure that your glass is half full, not half empty. And read the Word of God and pray. You know, Matthew 12:37 tells us, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. And so, you know, if all of our words are always doom and gloom, and that's how we're thinking, and that's what's in our heart, because out of the heart, right, the mouth speaks. And if that's what's coming out, well, we need to check that. We need to make sure that it's our words that are justifying us and not condemning us. And that's health for the bones. That's health for mental health, for physical health as well, and for health around us. Proverbs 16:24 reminds us, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Now, I didn't write it. I'm just reminding you of it. But it is pleasant words. You contrast that with the words that we hear in our society today, and the words we hear are not sweet to the soul, and the words are not healing to our bones. They're not. Well, network website, always try to remind you of that, SFAWBN.com. The broadcast schedule is there. The Newswire, if you've got breaking events happening, you can email us. You see the email there. Send them to jason@sfaw.org. And we'll do our best to share them with the remnant. And just lots of information there. The broadcast schedule, archives, tons of information there. We encourage you to visit that. Well, kind of wrapping up, just a few minutes. But we only get a few weeks out of the year to remind you of Passover and of the Passover makeup day. And we'll take just a minute to do that. But first, I encourage you to read. I saw this and I thought this was a good little trifecta to take a look at. And it talks about, and that's in Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, 32 to 35, it talks about the parable of the fig tree, the signs of the times, right? When you see the blooms come out, and the parable of the fig tree of bearing fruit or not. And so I think that's, in this time, that's an important thing to look at. And then a little bit later there in Matthew, it talks about the unknown day and hour, right? You don't know. Nobody knows. And if they tell you they know, the Bible says nobody knows. And then, of course, at the end of Matthew 24, the parable of the faithful servant. And that's what we are to be, the faithful servant. That's what we try to be here at Scriptures for America. And that's what each and every one of us should try to be, in obedience to the Word, in reading it, the Word, and in obeying it to the best of our ability. And so real quick, leads us into the Passover makeup day. Passover was April 2nd. Again, the makeup day is 30 days later. You can read about it. We have these books by Pastor Peters that do a great job of just explaining it with scripture and common sense. And that's the Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy. And then also, of course, the book Communion and its potential blessings, curses, and need. And we have those available. You can order them on the website. You can call us or email, whatever. We'll be glad to send them to you. A couple scriptures to read in preparation coming up for the makeup day. If you didn't get if you didn't observe the Passover. Numbers 9, there at the bottom in bold. Now, let the sons of Israel observe the Passover at its appointed time. Now, that's the beginning of Numbers, but just a little bit later, if you read the story, there's a little more to the story. I encourage you to read it. It talks about even in just a compassionate God, the compassionate God that we have. Numbers 9, 10, 11 says, he may, however, observe the Passover to the Lord in the second month. On the 14th day at twilight, they shall observe it. They missed the first one. You can read about it there in Numbers 9. And God says, okay, I'll let you make it up. We don't always see that in the scriptures, but we see it here. And then again, a second witness, 2 Chronicles 32 through 4. It says, the king and the princes, all the assembly in Jerusalem, had decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month. They couldn't celebrate it at the right time, so they chose the second month. And you can read about it, and it says that was right in the sight of the king and all the assembly. And no, for Passover, we don't sacrifice the lamb and physically put the blood on the doorpost at the lintel. But remember, those that had the blood applied in Egypt were saved. Those that obeyed by doing what they were instructed to do, by what you could say was the word of God, it was the word of God, were saved. And the ones that didn't, weren't. And that's part of it. It really is. Certainly, we read in 1 Corinthians, Christ is our Passover, and his blood has to be applied, just like it was on the doorpost. What a tie-in to Christ. What a foreshadowing of Christ coming. So, to celebrate it, read the Passover story in Exodus 12. Read Numbers 9, 2 Chronicles 30. That'll give you a good understanding, a good background for it. Read 1 Corinthians 5. Certainly, Christ is our Passover today. We encourage you to read Psalms 91, the warrior psalm. It is encouraging. It needs to be applied to our lives today. Believed and done. And pray. Repentance. Pray in acknowledgement that Christ did shed his blood for us to save us. And then partake. Like you would of communion. It's not a Sabbath day. Many people ask about that. And my last scripture, I see we're running out of time. I'll finish up in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, but Samuel declared, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obedience to his voice? Behold, obedience is better than sacrifice, and attentiveness is better than the fat of rams. Our God does not change, and he has not changed since the days of 1 Samuel when this was written. Well, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We've got more for you, another timeless message and a new message for you right after that. So again, thanks for joining us here in April, and God bless.
Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me